everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are watching the 26th episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force, entitled Hard Heads. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this episode in 3, 2, 1, go! Hard Heads was the 26th episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on September 18th, 2006. Written by Matt Hawkins and directed by Andrew Merrifield. Which means we had almost a month between this episode and the previous one. Oh, that's nifty. Was that in the last episode? I don't remember. The scene, yes, but was that in the opening of the last episode is what I mean. Sorry.
Madonna, why don't you sit down? You look really tired.
I think it might be all right to rest a few moments.
I find it interesting that the Rangers do their normal thing of living out their regular lives while other stuff goes on in the background. We have the main team going out, just working their normal lives at the store and everything. Well, these guys are doing this. Aww.
You guys need a soda break? I'll take the register for a while.
No, thanks. We got this.
Yeah, we don't need your help.
Vita is in a groove today.
Check it out. Looks like there's a new DJ in town.
Vita is gonna freak when she sees him.
Oh.
And this stylus is really sensitive. If you're not careful, you could ruin the needle.
Oh, okay, don't blow a fuse. Technically, this isn't your equipment. It belongs to the store, so we can all use it. Right, Toby?
But I'm the one... Ooh,
don't do that.
Equipment. Right, Toby?
Heard this new Cameron MacGyver CD?
Guys, this is a ridiculous thing to argue about. Why don't you just apologize to each other and just... Drop it. You're right.
They're not going to.
I'm willing to say sorry, if Nick does.
No, after you. I insist.
Well, I'm not going to.
Look, guys, you need to cool down, okay? So maybe you want to take it outside, or I don't know, but you're creating a real bummer scene in here.
Oh, bummer. Oh, probably not a good idea either.
Got it. Yes. Magma was destroyed according to the rules of darkness. Oculus was destroyed by flame. It's all true. Who will be chosen next?
What is it you're looking at? Give me that book.
Lady Serpentina, the Book of Prophecy.
I'm next and will be defeated by the rules of darkness. We'll see.
Really?
Whoa, I'm really hungry.
Hey, Hecatoid, can I ask you a favor?
A favor? I haven't eaten yet. If it's dangerous, count me out. Why don't you ask Megahorn, your friends after all?
I'm not asking Megahorn. I'm asking you.
All right. Whatever you say.
Why are you being so stubborn?
to take anything wrong. Seems threatening.
You're the one who jumped down my throat. Nobody can touch my table.
Man, you didn't even check with me.
Okay, he's wearing the same shirt he wore last time. Is she wearing her same outfit? Ew! Was that like a pimple pop? Oh, they can skip right to legendary? Hmm. What happened here?
Nick, Vita, are you all right?
We're fine.
Hey!
You shouldn't have called your friends! Now I have to stop all of you!
Let's get him, guys!
Yeah!
Code 3! Legend of the Sky, Mystic Firebird! Yeah!
Legend of the Jungle, Mystic Lion!
Jeez.
Sorry I'm late. Where have you been, Hecatoid? Nowhere.
Liar, liar, zits on fire.
Oh, is it my turn?
Not again. I want to get out there and fight. It's strange that there have been no signs of the Master's life force. Is there something wrong with us? Or is someone interfering?
What? No way! You said you'd take care of them.
I couldn't! The stone called me back! But I hit two of them with a slime that will prevent them from morphing again!
You're useless! Since
chosen,
I hope to get rid of those rats first!
Prophecy? So you knew you would be next!
What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing!
As I'm sure you know.
Of course you think I cheated. Sorry, but I haven't done anything to violate the rules.
We'll see.
Yeah, we gotta find out what that toad's plan is. Was there anything unusual about him?
Yeah, he slimed us with some gross toad juice.
Toad. But it didn't do anything to us.
Yeah, she's still as wrong as she ever was.
For the last time, you are the one that's wrong.
Oh, this is going well.
You guys are obviously under some sort of I can't stand your gut spell.
No, that pretty much happened before the slime.
Guys, with Udonna gone, now is not the time for fighting. Like it or not, you two are gonna have to work together.
Fine.
Fine.
Really? They're still doing this after 26 episodes? Oh, fun!
You're not gonna hurt anyone!
You want to stop me? Just try!
He is!
Come on! Let's ranger up! Magical source! Mystic force!
Why didn't we morph?
Chip is right. This has something to do with that frog slamming us.
Man. Wow, you put that together real quick.
Daggerall needs our help. We'll figure out this morphing malfunction later. Let's go!
Right.
I can't believe we have to just stand here and watch.
Well, maybe you can.
Well, you don't.
To me again.
Can we shelve that for now? These guys are in big trouble.
But what can we do?
What can you do?
Wait. We still have our magic. Let's combine our powers and distract her somehow.
How about a spell to knock her off balance?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You won't get away with humiliating me like this. Yeah!
Oh, that's new. Uh-oh. Oh, she didn't hang on to him. Good. Uh-oh.
Soon my snakes will bite everyone in the human world, and when my shield activates, they will all turn to stone.
You're not gonna get away with this.
If you want to keep fighting, you'll have to...
Didn't we already do this?
Come to my serpent dimension.
Genji.
Genji, I know what you're going through. We have to defeat Serpent.
Ah, see? I don't know, maybe go back to Root Core and see if you can undo what's been done.
If you lend a hand, that's against the rules of darkness. If this should keep the master from rising.
It's not my fault. Serpentina made me do it.
Man, I can't believe we have to stay behind.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
So,
Or, you know, just go back to work.
Aww. All right. I'll show you.
Another crazy dimension.
Yeah, it's the Serpentina Arena.
Keep your wits about you. Let's split into two groups and find Serpentina. Chip, you're with me.
Cool.
Madison, you're with Xander.
Okay.
Got it.
Be careful. Mm-hmm. Serpentina is very cunning.
This place at all.
Me either. Slimy things creep me out.
Ooh, and snakes? Oh!
They're everywhere!
Did they just get eaten? Ooh. Oh! How did he do it underwater where you can't say anything? Whoa, yeah. She did eat him. After all this time, are we really going to be too surprised that it's going to be up to the two people that can't morph to save the day? Okay.
By the power
stupid about that fight.
It was a splash. I don't understand. Wouldn't it be funny if by now that stuff wore off and they could actually morph and they just don't know it because they're not trying? Wow, they were actually standing in all that sparky stuff. I don't understand. What did it just do?
Vitasis?
Did you feel that?
Yeah. I think we got our morphing powers back.
How dare you interfere?
What just happened?
Serpentina, you've been underhanded and deceitful. You must abide by the rules of darkness.
I haven't broken any rules. Listen, you think you're so smart. Someday you'll fall.
I have no doubt that you will be defeated, Rangers. But now the fight will be within the laws.
Oh, they didn't have to say it. Let me guess. Yeah, that's what I thought. Wait, have any of the others actually seen him use this Battleizer before? Because they were all lost last time, right? Makes you wonder what the fight was like in the Sentai, huh?
You feeling the heat yet?
Snake strike!
Man, what is all this? Oh, yeah. Hey, there they are. Wait. Green and blue weren't in legend mode. I wonder if there was a longer fight and the double magic thing they did was what opened her up, which sounds way wrong. Sorry, I'm sorry I said that. I love it. Let's interrupt the big speech thing.
If you
so tough now, are you, Snake Lady?
Ha! Ha! Which one's Megahorn?
The Master. Are you the one preventing him from rising again?
The Master will never rise up. I won't allow it.
Who do you think you are?
I wear the armor of Korag, but now only fight for good. I am Leon Bow.
Did that actually work? I don't know.
It was my fault.
No, I'm the one who flipped out. It was really all my fault.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't apologize.
Oh.
I was just being my usual stubborn self.
Are they going to fight over whose fault it was?
Pretty stubborn too.
Yeah, but V.
Nick, don't start with me. I said it was my fault.
Oh, and whatever you say goes.
Now I know why the Beatles broke up.
Oh, funny. Oh, she found the book. Well, the book found her, I guess.
The Book of Prophecy. Maybe it says what's going to happen to me. Oh, I hope it's something fabulous. No! I don't want to be Queen of the Vampires!
Oh. Uh-oh. That mean Necrolite goes away? Huh. Or are we going to have a big thing about them trying to mess up the prophecy? I could see that happening. I mean, we've already done what? We've already messed up fate and destiny in Time Force, right? Anyway, we'll find more about that more next time, possibly. In the meantime, next time we'll be watching the 27th episode, The Snow Prince. Until then, I hope you all have a wonderful day.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.